Stay tuned.
All right. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. And yes, you have fallen back where they manipulate the time so that they can keep up with the world. Oh, as the seasons are the reason, and in the seasons, we have some who contemplate treason and others who will stick to what? To their divinity. Yes, you are listening to the Inside Hour. It's time again. It is time for Dr. Leonard Horowitz to continue the saga of the truth. Yes, and tonight should not be an exception. Oh, yes, Reverend Roxy is here too, and we are going to get down with it. But you know, before we do that, as the rain falls here, and I mean it falls, and oh, the fog. Oh, we are getting fog now. Oh, the weather is what it is, folks, and it certainly is strange. Yes, and if you look into the apocalypse, well, all of those of you who are of a Bible persuasion and know that the Bible does leave clues, and if you are directed to the right number, and tonight the number is 22, go to chapter 22 and look and see if the Inside Hour is not on it. Yes, you open up the book and you look at chapter 22, and what do you see? And he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street thereof, and on both sides of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 fruits, yielding its fruits every month, and leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no curse anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads, and night shall be no more, and they shall not need the light of the lamp, nor the light of the sun, because, what? The Lord God shall enlighten them. Oh, you go ahead and you just continue. And as you continue, you know how it winds up, right? It says, he that giveth testimony of these things surely will tell you, I come quickly. And what does he ask us to do? To have mercy and grace. Yes, and to continue in the way. And that's what the Inside Hour is all about. That's what Reverend Rossi is all about. That's what Dr. Len and everything that he's been doing is all about. And don't you forget it. Come on in on this conversation, Dr. Len. You know it's your show.
Reverend Roxy, that was a wonderful introduction, as usual, sister.
I don't want anybody to have any doubt that we have combined all the books of the inspiration, and we find that inspiration, and we bring it to you here on the Inside Hour week after week after week. Is that not right?
It's awesome. What an opportunity, what a privilege, what a blessing. It's humbling to be a heralder of the greatest truth that the planet has ever seen on this wonderful little radio show that has just a lot of wonderful people listening in every week. Folks, thanks for listening. We greatly love you, greatly appreciate you.
Well, I'm hoping that they listen because they're getting something. You know that you started out to what? To edutain them.
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening. There's so much edutainment happening. We're just now starting to ship In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and bioterrorism. I just scheduled also for this Thursday, let me just let you know, and she'll be joining us also. The woman's name is Ilona, and she is the press secretary, or previous press secretary, for Aaron Russo in the magnificent documentary that he did, America, From Freedom to Fascism. And I want to let you know, folks, that we're going to be collaborating, and we're going to be doing some work with the Restore the Republic conference call, folks, the people who are engaged in taking what Aaron Russo had given to us as a gift, and in support of his legacy and in support of the whole movement of bringing truth to humanity, which shall set us free. is Thursday night, this coming Thursday night, November 8th, we're going to be on a conference call line. Let me give you that number before I forget. Restore the Republic conference call series on health. They've invited me to share with you and others in that network, and that's a large organization. And they're also going to have Alona join us next Tuesday night on the Insight Hour.
Wow,
so it'll be a wonderful communion, collaboration community, and a time when we'll be learning what Alona and her organization has been doing. Let me give you that toll-free that number again to call in, for this is a conference call. It's not a radio show. Next Thursday, this coming Thursday night at 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 o'clock on the East Coast, you want to call 1-218-486-1300. That's 218-486-1300. You want to dial in, the bridge number is 804-272. And you want to do it early. That bridge number again is 804-272. Because if you don't do it early, there's about 10,000 people, I understand, in this organization. And that the conference call lines have been so filled and swelled that they've had to get two and try to coordinate them so you may get closed out. There's only a capacity right now to handle about 600 people. So please get engaged early. We're going to be rocking your socks with regard to the greatest revelations and truths about health and healing and how it really is emancipating and as opposed to enslaving. With the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, they don't want you to listen to that call on Thursday night. Reverend Roxy, why don't you share a little bit what's happening with you and your organizations politically? I know today was a big November day for voting. A lot of people were voting today. What were you engaged in today?
Well, you know what I was doing? I was pressing. I was pressing cane.
Oh, how wonderful. What a real organic, absolutely enzymatic thing to do.
You know, I am very aware of this day. You know, my father was born on November 4th, and so for a long time that was election day no matter what. And now with everybody going, I think it's going to be a wide-open convention. I'm hoping that as people begin to dare to ask good questions and watch the beast scratch his head and other body parts, trying to figure out exactly what the answer could possibly be, you know. I wanted to bring up something tonight just in terms of what you mentioned, politics, which is the science of citizenship. So unless you're a slave, then you're a citizen. And if you're a citizen slave, then that's an op that, you know, I just don't go for. So you have to decide what is it you're going to be. And I am addressing myself that I have not had any of my rights taken away. So, Dr. Len, I want you to tell me what you think it was with that there FEMA fake press conference that they threw during the wildfires and how that might hook into this whole thing that we're talking about in Lies We Trust, where the deception is getting so incredible that they're now just apologizing for it. They're not even trying to cover it up anymore. They just apologize and let's move on. But are you aware that FEMA held a fake press conference during the wildfires, that no reporters were there, that the people that were asking the questions were all FEMA employees?
That's pretty troubling when your own command and control warfare, psychological operations, needs to import reporters because you can't persuade the reporters of the allegedly free press anymore. That's pretty bad. That's pretty desperate, if you ask me.
I did just have the president say they're aware of it, is that they'll be, you know, that they apologize. Now, imagine if this is about a wildfire. Can you imagine what's happening when it comes to vaccinations, or the truth really starts coming out about AIDS or the hepatitis B vaccines and all the vaccines that we've all gotten, and everybody puts one and one together? Don't you believe that that's exactly why we have to have this love code, and why we have to have, because if we allow the hate to get so great that it will affect Mother Earth, it will affect all the people on this planet, and that's the only thing that most people know how to tap into when they've been deceived, is the hate. And what I see your whole life has been about, and all your research has been about, is getting beyond the naivete of, hey, this is happening, and into once you know this is happening and they own up to it, we still have work to do. And that's the exciting part, I believe, and that's why I haven't been paying too much attention to the politics of life. I've been basically looking at the economics of life, which is that the dollar is at an all-time low and the gold and silver is rising, and yet the Patriot Act says that they can take our gold and silver. So we're still in a catch-22 no matter which way you go. And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to health, too. We're in a catch-22.
Well, yeah, you know that you've laid out the problem. You know, I got a revelation today. Here's a revelation for the day, folks. Get this. This is really kind of sweet. You know how we look at problems. The whole world is faced with problem. The whole political arena agenda is all based on fear, and basically the manipulations and the coercions, the enslavement creates problem. And in that focus on problem, and of course when we even have our spouses and our friends and our family, extended family, we bring problems to them, or work associates, we bring them problems. First, if we would simply understand that the entire English language has been mathematically reversed from the sacred spiritual languages of Hebrew, Sanskrit, ancient Aramaic, and Babylonian. Those languages were sacred because they had a divine human communion, electromagnetic frequency of resonance. When you spoke them, your heart opened up. Not just your head understood, your great internal intuition had a communion and a communication with the individuals with whom you were relating, as well as the Creator. So there was a triad, like a triangle, between you, another human being, which is a fellow brother and sister in the Creator, and that the Creator and you were creating through language, communication and creation go hand in hand, because that's why in the beginning the Creator spoke the spoken word, frequency sound on the waters to create. So the lips, the labiaratum, the lips, the sixth note of the original musical scale is la, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. Labiaratum in Latin, the lips, the creative instruments in English, are engaged when we speak English. In reversing, we can't get farther away from the electromagnetic frequency resonance of divinity now enslaving humanity. And what do? In our culture is we bring everybody problem after problem after problem, and we don't focus on solution. And I'm telling you, in the messianic age, when this whole thing resolves out, what we're going to be doing is bringing people solution, focusing first and articulating first and creating with our creative instruments, the lips, the solutions to all the problems. And that's when the crystal clear water of life flows through our bloodstreams, where we partake in and we harvest the greenery and the fruits of life. And the fruits that we have sown that are sweet and blessed instead of intoxicating and putrefying. What a tremendous opportunity to reverse what has been taken from us, our own divinity and co-creatorship and spirituality, and come forth strongly and boldly with the greatest truth that's ever been told, which is that we are literally children of the Heavenly Creator. We are empowered to be co-creators. We are digital, bio-holographic, precipitations, crystallizations, miraculous manifestations of divine frequency vibrations to create solution after solution after solution when we rid ourselves of the lunacy, of the hypocrisy, and these prostitutes for the petrochemical pharmaceutical industry, and we relieve ourselves from this enslavery and intoxication. The solutions are all right here, right now. We start celebrating them, singing them, and ringing in a new time, a peaceful age, where the lion lies down with the lamb. That's the manifestation of Yisrael all over this planet. Peace on earth. And hallelujah, praise the Creator for blessing us at this time in history. Urgency that needs these revelations. That's what our ministries are about, folks. That's what the Insight Hour is about. It's great news. It's celebration time. And you and I have got to act as responsible brothers and sisters and reflect to each other the divinity that we hold instead of the condemnation and the false judgment that we hold. We focus on reinforcing with each other the truth that shall set us free together as a divine family, as we deserve to be. So, hallelujah. Praise the Creator, sister. Thank you for joining us every week on the Insight Hour. It's a glorious time to be alive.
Well, you know, I really believe that that is my duty. It's my duty. I believe that my Father in Heaven put me here to hold down this fort for you and for the world and to really manifest what it is that I know is the spirit of your writings and all the research that you've done. I mean, you have not lost your Godhead because you know, found out how many people have lost theirs, you see. And you've been really good, and the press has tried to ignore you and tried to, but they do not chastise you for being anything other than truthful. This is true. I have not read anywhere where people have said, this man don't know what he's talking about. You see what I'm saying? It's too well documented, folks. And it is the hypocrites who are going to declare openly their hostility towards our ministries. And that it just means that we are doing our work, we are doing our job. Just like Don Newsom gets his site hacked sometimes week after week, but he's up and running and he never missed a day, and it all works. Yeah, we know there's evil out there, but what evil don't hold no power over us? Now, why is that? Because we're tuned in, dialed in, and the promise is too great to have it cave under some silly, vain people that are now think they're in power. But that's the trick.
That is the trick. As the carpet gets pulled from underneath of them in the last act, which is just about now.
It's almost here, Dr. Lynn. I don't know if anybody else can see it. I don't know if anybody else can feel it. The ripples are going to be extensive, but I am prepared to suffer the effect if I know that it will settle us on the even way and even the playing field so that the rest of the world can go, hoorah, there's still God in the world that's working. Hooray, assalamu alaikum, whatever, you know, Allah Akbar. And
absolutely.
And how do they say it in Hebrew? You know, God is great.
You bet. Awesome.
Please adore God, folks. If you can't find anything else to do in your spare time, practice being spiritual.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. You know, let me just thank our co-sponsors and just tell you a little bit about what we're breaking with now with the shipping of In Lies We Trust. I want to give people a little bit of greater understanding about the new 2.5-hour documentary that I've been blessed and privileged to share as a gift, to literally gift. It is a gift, and it's a life-saving holiday gift, and I want you to get a copy of it as soon as you can and make copies of it and give them out freely and distribute them as blessings for your community. But I want to thank Don Newsom, BBS Radio. First of all, folks, if you haven't had your friends and family tune into BBS, do so. If you haven't contributed something to continue to have Don operate, then please do it. Do so. $2 a month, as little as that, will be a donation that will give you the audio archives of not only the Insight Hour, but all the other wonderful hosts on BBS. I want to thank also Healthy World Distributing. HealthyWorldStore.com is an awesome place for you to get the basic things that you need to prepare your body to defend itself against the current and coming plagues. Features the book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. It's my third bestseller. It should be read by you because you need to know the five steps that it articulates. Those five steps for preparing your body to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, in fact, dancing in celebration, and you're being impregnable against the plagues, including the avian flu that won't come and get you if you do the five steps. They are detox. That includes fasting and all the wonderful natural fasting and juice fasting that you can do. We recommend in the book Healing Celebrations. Step two is deacidification. No germ, no bacteria, no virus, no fungus, no yeast, no cancer, no arthritic condition, no neurological impairment, no autoimmune disease is going to take you over. You're not, you're right. Your Holy Spirit-filled temple is full of energy. That's the spiritual power that heals. And what prompts that mostly, you go, turns on the circuitry, is the pH of your body chemistry. And so if you simply alkalinize, that's step two of the five steps, you will see the incredibly profound impact in the improvement of your health, the reduction and elimination of symptoms and diseases quickly, relatively quickly. So step three now is boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically. Stop popping the magic pills to cure everything else. Shut your brain off if when you get a cold or a flu or you get an ache or in pain and suddenly, instantly, your mind says, I better go see the doctor or I better run to the medicine cabinet or I better run to the drugstore and get this garbage. Shut it off. Shut your brain off. Don't kill yourself. Basically, shut it down. Open your heart. Open yourself to the truth. You don't need that poison to set you free. A little bit of prayer will do miraculous blessings, wonders. That's the time we're living in now. And all of the natural botanicals and the herbs and the homeopathics and the essential oils and all the things in healthyworldstore.com, all of those wonderful products. Flu season, get the Flumonia Factor formula. Get the black elderberry. Get the lomatium root extract. Knock these colds and flus out, even the mycoplasma. Knock it out naturally without the side effects, without the hideous cost, and without the medical bills. So that's step number three, is boosting naturally your immunity. You do that holistically, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, above all, spiritually. That's step three. Step four is oxygenation. You're looking about getting off of this crazy world, getting out of Babylonian hypocrisy and slavery. Get out of it. How do you do that? The most powerful thing physically just about that you can do besides drinking water, which is made of this element, number eight, oxygen and hydrogen, which regulates the pH of your body. So pH is power of hydrogen. H2O, the creator's element. Number eight is in it. Nine, one and nine. Hydrogen is element number one. Element number eight is oxygen. Eight and one, that's nine. That's completion. That's why the creator said, my name to Moses is the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, meaning to breathe is to exist, indicating the divinity in element number eight, oxygen. And also, he said, I'm the tetragrammaton. The Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is related to the tetrahedron, the water molecule. That's why it says, from the heavenly throne, as that verse that you so eloquently articulated at the beginning of this show, Reverend Roxy.
Yes.
The crystal clear waters flowing from the heavenly throne is carrying God. And the closest thing that you're ever going to touch on this planet is to God is water. So at the beginning, there was a creator, the word and the water was there at the same time. The source was there, and how we manifested, how the light and the darkness came was out of the water because of the word spoken, frequency, musically played, uplifted, spiritually blessed, manifesting into this physical reality, which is beyond, going beyond the insanity, has full measure of divinity. Nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. Bring it to earth in our Holy Spirit-filled temples right now, our bodies, by deep breathing, oxygenation, respiration, re-spiritualization, inspiration, bringing that spirit in through the breath, the prana, the ya, the electromagnetic frequencies of divinity in the name is in the word prana, and oxygen carries that frequency, that element of breathing the breath of life into humanity. Now, Step 5 in the healing celebrations at healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com. Step 5 in the healing celebrations, 5 steps, is the bioenergetics. And folks, the most cutting edge science, as well as in support of scripture, that you can find on this planet is in the book at healthyworldstore.com called DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. That book, not a bestseller, but it is a definitive text that explains to you why you are a spiritual being first. Before you precipitate, crystallize, manifest in the physical, you are a spiritual. And that the DNA is actually an antenna to the Creator. And that it operates like a Tesla coil to amplify energy, accelerating that heavenly flow, that Holy Spirit flow through the God in you, the water. That water, that divine combination, molecular structure of a tetrahedron, the most stable structure in the physical universe that has this capacity to change states and reflect consciousness, respond to prayer. In other words, receive your messages and then give you messages back. If that's not God or an angel, I don't know what water is. So the reality is that you have this literally uplifting and energizing your DNA and your electrogenetic expression to manifest you as a literally a digital bio-holographic precipitation crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration emanating from the heavenly throne. The musical mathematical matrix is akin to the heavenly throne. It is the kingdom of heaven. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the law, in the word, in the mathematics, in the matrix that was laid out, that created the entire universe as a double toroidal spinning structure where whatever you put out comes back. Whatever you plant, as you sow, so shall you reap. Whatever negative you're thinking, whatever thought it is, it goes out and spins back through this incredibly magnificent, miraculous universe that the Creator created through this mathematical matrix, this law. And you could be in sin if you want. And part of the sin is not recognizing that you're a co-creator, that you're response-able, that you're not indoctrinated into a cult, sure, whether it be a government indoctrination and a manipulation or a religious one. You are a sovereign, as Reverend Roxy mentioned at the beginning of this program. You're a sovereign spiritual entity, blessed to be alive by that electromagnetic frequency of divinity. So now that you know step 5 deals with bioenergetics, you want to do everything you can possibly do to accelerate and enhance that energy flow, that spiritual blessing, that electromagnetic communion with our source, with the boss. And that from there, when you realize there's nothing missing, nothing broken in it, that it's all perfect, that you're either in with the flow or you're going against it, that you're either in love or you're in fear, that you're either in joy or probably guilt, worried about the future, worried about the past, let it all go. That's mental midgetry. You got to be a mental midget to live in Babylon, and that's what they've created, is mental midgets. And you want to be free of that. Open up that heart, get that creative juice flowing from love and joy. And that's where now you're in with the flow. Everything's happening synchronously. All your troubles, all your wants get miraculously resolved because you're following the law. You're following the word. You're literally surfing the musical mathematical wave of divinity to bless humanity, alter civilization, revolutionize, evolve consciously. Consciousness, engaging that divine flow. That's what it's all about. Awakening, being a awake observer, not a mental midget in fear. A totally solid, powerful, empowered, love, peace being somebody who is absolutely bringing peace to this planet. You want to follow the word of the Prince of Peace, Yeshua, created a model for us, told us exactly how we should behave, showed us how we need to be. And you don't have to be just a Christian to appreciate that. So the reality is that bioenergetics, men live by more than bread alone. Men live by spirit, Holy Spirit, that flows through that Tesla coil is amplified. Open that channel up, turn it up, and what happens is you get an increased rush of faith and trust because you see how everything is perfect, how everything is according to law. Nothing missing, nothing broken means when Bush et al. And Rumsfeld et al. And whatever else satanic beast is running Babylonian hypocrisy, you see that what goes out will come back to them very shortly, because now what's happening, there's an acceleration of this Holy Spirit flow, of this spiritual renaissance, of the alignment of the planets, of the alteration of the galaxies, of the approach to what Nassim Haramein, brilliant physicist, magnificent DVD he just produced, Nassim Haramein, the resonanceproject.org. That's where his website is. Highly recommended. We'll be, Healthy World Store will be carrying his DVDs as soon as he ships them. We've already ordered a dozen. I recommend you do the same. And ultimately, he's talking about the approach of us, our galaxy, our planet now to the event horizon of the universe. When we move through that event horizon, all the polarity shifts. What is succeeding as evil will dissolve in its own dissonance. It will no longer be capable electromagnetically, spiritually, of surviving, let alone thriving, as it has been doing, sucking the blood of the prophets and the saints and humanity. This is the book of Revelation coming right now to a planet near you. It's party time over. We've partied. The party has been in our head in fear and illusion and deception. And now it's shutting down. And there's a lot of people, like you say, Reverend Roxy, who are going to have a challenge financially and in every other way. We've talked about this on this program, how it's vitally important to gather together as loving brothers and sisters, declare the truth, celebrate it, dance with it, sing it, and ultimately thrive in it. Because it is through that voice, that word, that way, that the harvest is sweet and bountiful. And only by coming together in our communities and our families, extended families. And we've talked even about the blood in our own blood, our own brothers and sisters. Just like in the Civil War, they were at odds. Fathers killing sons, sons killing brothers. This was insane. And the insanity continues to Babylon near you. And the reality is you can step out of her. Come out of her, my people, lest you become infected by her plagues and her sickness and her hypocrisy and her prostitution and her sorcery, pharmacopoeia, pharmaceuticals, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. Everybody knows at this point, unless you're a complete brain-dead, moral, mental midget, is that it is a scam. It is a fraud. It's like you said, President Bush is riding this parade with no clothes. Everybody sees the emperor's got no clothes, but the parade keeps marching, particularly for those people who give it energy. And so the reality is that you come out of that. And from the coming out of that, you practice the full spirituality, which is the fifth step. You want to engage with bio-spirituality, bio-energy, every way possible. We are the precipitation of divine frequency vibration. And the healing methods that the creators provided, the healing resources, the natural foods, the raw foods, the enzymes, all of that that the creator has provided for us to not simply survive but thrive, even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even Psalm 91 where there's 1,000 dying at your left and 10,000 at your right, and you can walk triumphantly into the messianic age. Why? Because you're filled with that Holy Spirit of truth. righteousness, right standingness. You're standing right in the flow. It doesn't get any better than that, folks. There's nothing that man can make that can bring you any higher than that. And for the deceived New Agers out there, those who have grasped this thing of enlightenment, the reality is that you can't achieve optimal enlightenment without going through the depths and coming to terms with the depths of the darkness. Out of the darkness, it's always darkest before the dawn. You got to get to the dawn, you got to go through the genocide. You got to look at the genocide and the killing of your brothers and sisters and the babies and the children and the intoxication and poisoning through the vaccinations, the principal genocidal weapon of killing our own brothers and sisters, the divine stock, literally. The bloodlines of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that covers Jews, Christians, Muslims. It is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle here. It is a spiritual warfare, and it is the Old Testament that we're witnessing now. We've got no longer a wrathful God with Yeshua coming. What we have now is the fact that in the Old Testament, the Jews didn't follow the law, didn't wake up, didn't do precisely what the Creator told them to do, which is to go out and destroy the aliens, the manipulators, the earthly invaders, the fallen angels, the Nephilim. The Bible is very clear about the fact that they survived the flood. And they're running everything into the ground right now. But you know what? They have no power. Just like darkness has no power over the light. You could take a candle into a pitch black room and prove that to yourself. But you can't do the opposite. You can't walk into an enlightened community, extended family, full of divinity, with satanic sorcery, and expect to accomplish much, but give yourself a heart attack. So this is the reality. There's a very clear choice. It's never been clearer. And part of that choice is to shut off that little brain of yours that's been manipulated, coerced into this less than divine human being they call humans, when in fact is you're superhuman, and that all you need to do is give it over in faith and trust to the glorious Creator, because it ain't your problem. You're on the front lines as a warrior, not a warrior, a peacemaker. Let me rephrase that. You're a peacemaker for the messianic age, for the Creator. So if you got a problem, it ain't your problem. It's the boss's problem. You give it to the boss. The boss will handle it. Believe me. Believe the truth within you. And the truth shall set you free completely. The greatest truths, the revelations in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, the Love Code DVD documentary. Get it. Quick. Integrate it as fast as you can. You want to have an acceleration in your consciousness and spiritual evolution, and wake up to the true divinity within your own heart, soul, spirit, might, power, to move ahead forcefully as a humble servant of our divinity, then what you then can realize is the musical mathematics is what Revelation 14, 1 through 3 is really about. The musical concert for the beginning times, the messianic age. They call it the end times. We're in the beginning times. That this musical mathematics shall be sung in a concert over all the world, to the waters of the world, to restore the crystal clear waters that will resonate and sing the praises of the Creator. And instantaneously and miraculously, the resonant frequency vibrations will be so strong and consistently entrained with the universal frequency vibration that everything will go back to its most conservative state. That's the Creator. Creator does not destroy. Conserves everything. Everything. And it's not about unbridled consumption. The whole con of consumption, the sum total of it is a con. And it's about productivity and sustainability It's about community and collaboration instead of competition. And it's about, as I said before, solution, not problem generation. And so what a wonderful time it is, Reverend Roxy, to be alive. Let me share with folks, let me also direct you to, besides the healthyworldstore.com, for all that wonderful information in the book, Healing Celebrations, the five steps that you and your friends and family, your loved ones, need to take now. Now. Do it now. Don't wait. I want to refer people also to what we've been working on the last couple days. InLiesWeTrust.com. InLiesWeTrust.com has all the information on this new 2.5-hour documentary. And let me read to you what is on the back cover so that you know what this is really about. It says, in this life-saving documentary, and if this life-saving documentary, rather, doesn't shake your confidence and awaken your intelligence about the medical madness operating under the guise of bioterrorism preparedness, then you are definitely brain dead. Government health officials, directed by the Central Intelligence Agency, are promoting your preparedness for emergencies, including deadly outbreaks and bioterrorist attacks. Behind this propaganda lies genocide. Now, that's according to evidence compiled and presented in this riveting DVD by yours truly. Now, this film exposes the agents and agencies behind Hollywood films creating a culture of profitable bioterror. The global population controllers' war on terrorism. The most lucrative war in history, the war on cancer. The onslaught of dozens of new immunological diseases and flus that are going to sicken and kill about two-thirds of the world's population. So your choice that I'm urging you to make is don't be a loser. Be a survivor and a thriver. Two-thirds of the world's people are on their way out because they have no ears to hear this kind of truth, folks. That's the reality. So the onslaught of dozens of new immunological diseases, from vaccine-induced injuries to the new cancer pandemic, is very clearly slam dunked with hard, cold documentation to prove that public health is a sham. It is a cover for genocide. Right in front of your face is a covert operation that's manipulating, coercing, enslaving, poisoning, killing massive amounts of people, from the fluoridation of the drinking water to the pollutants that they put in the water supply, allegedly for microbial manipulation and ultimately sterilization. They say that that's what they're doing it for, when in fact, what they're really doing it for is to poison you and I. And they've succeeded over these years, given the fact that so many of our family and friends have succumbed to this public health atrocity, this medical madness, this genocidal hypocrisy. The war on cancer, triggered by contaminated vaccines, is beautifully dealt with in Lies We Trust. The world's deadliest anthrax, mail to restrict our freedoms, sell toxic drugs, deadly vaccines, and more. So get In Lies We Trust. There is features, it features the government's con artist, Dr. Kano. Pronounced con. Oh, yeah, oh, it's a con of the U.S. Centers for Disease Creation, CDC, encourages you to take precautions, they're telling you. Her preparedness performance, or prostitution, on the government's propaganda station called HHS Television, is critically examined by yours truly in In Lies We Trust, along with the government's feature presentation, History of Bioterrorism. I show this con artist is really a modern Typhoid Mary, spreading mental illness and phobias for free on TV. This 2.5-hour documentary comes without copyright restrictions. Every viewer is encouraged to make and gift at least 2 copies to others, including libraries and local cable stations. Donations, I highly encourage you to make to Healthy World Distributing when you call this toll-free number, 888 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787, to have a copy of In Lies We Trust or many copies sent to you. It's for free. It's a blessing for humanity. But we do highly encourage and greatly appreciate your contributions so that we can continue this wonderful work that we're doing. We need your help, financial and otherwise. This way, we can all advance the truth that shall set us free to live healthfully and harmoniously. So there's also the website, InLiesWeTrust.com. We'll give you more information on InLiesWeTrust.com. And on Thursday night's phone call, again, let me give you that information again. This coming Thursday night, please join us. Restore the Republic has a conference call. And again, this is the organization that Aaron Russo began with G. Edward Griffin. Wonderful, wonderful American hero is G. Edward Griffin. If you haven't read his works, please do. World Without Cancer, Creature from Jekyll Island. Ed Griffin is a gentleman and a scholar, and he's an awesome, loving human being who's dedicated his life and laid his life on the line to wake us up to the truths in regard to the financial as well as the issues with health and the manipulations within the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, the connections between IG Farb and the Nazis, as well as the hideous manipulators of the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, you will find wonderfully covered in G. Edward Griffin's book. He started, along with Aaron Russo's wife, and Ilona, who is going to be joining us on the Inside Hour next Tuesday night, will be your host for Thursday night's conference call. You'll call 218-486-1300. The bridge number is 804272. That's 804272. That's the bridge number to get online. Do it early because you might just get closed out, and there will not be an archive of that. That's why we're having next week's Insight Hour dedicated to Restore the Republic, the work that Aaron Russo and G. Edward Griffin started with Ilona, and that we're going to be talking about In Lies We Trust because it intimately connects with the freedom movement, health freedom particularly. And we pray with your prayers, and let's do a prayer now to complete it. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for the glorious blessings that you constantly give us as we bring to the broadcast networks and the grassroots warriors and peacemakers out there, the consciousness revolutionaries, the evolutionists, as we bring In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and bioterrorism, the truth about what's really going down in medicine and public health, and this manipulation of the population for poisoning and satanic sorcery as you laid out in the book of Revelation, that we bring this truth forward powerfully, and that it reflects your glory, your presence, your power, that we demand in the name of the blessed Messiah Yeshua that any barriers cease and desist and go to a place where no man dwells, so that this truth, this freedom, this emancipating proclamation for humanity's divinity, that we have a Holy Spirit-filled temple full of you, your love, your life, your joy, your presence, and that there will be nothing, no impediment that shall stand in the way by the grace of your Son, by the grace of your angels, by the grace of the prayers of we the people that come together now as an extended family, and that as a result of In Lies We Trust going out as a gift, a life-saving holiday blessing, that people will make copies and copy many copies, send them to friends and family, and that those friends and family will make copies after copies and get this information out where it can do some good and lift humanity out of this ignorance with regard to their own health care and their own deception with regard to the medical manipulators of our sickened and enslaved population. To free us is our quest. Creator, we praise you. We glorify you for the fact that you have freed us. For the fact that you present freedom right now so easily, even through edutainment, through books and blessings and DVDs and educational materials that you have blessed us with for the revelations to bear fruit. This was what was necessary, and we praise you for being directed to bring this truth to the eyes and ears of those people who need to see and hear them. So thank you so much for clearing the way and empowering every single person listening to my voice, empowering every single brother and sister out there right now to carry boldly, loudly, clearly, lovingly, and joyfully, celebrating the truth, for humanity to recognize their divinity that shall set us free, and that in lies we trust shall carry boldly and greatly to make a huge difference on this planet by the grace of your own direction, by the grace of your angels, and by the operations that you and your angels and your loving spirit has within us as your grassroots peacemakers and consciousness raisers on this planet. In Yasha's name, I praise you for all your glorious blessings. Amen. So, Reverend Roxy, we've got a couple more minutes. Let me say, have I forgotten anything?
Let's see. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, you know what? One of the things that we did forget, here's what we forgot. We had planned today to get out 3 E's.
Oh, my goodness. Callers
who called in with their questions. Well, we had a different, anointing tonight and a different direction for that.
Well, let's see if anybody's listening.
All right, let's see if anybody's listening.
Really listening.
Okay, if you call this number, call right now, 877-876-5227, to get your free 3E. Go to 3EPower.us, and you'll know what the Evolutionary Energy Enhancer, the Water Energizer, is really all about. The Perfect Circle of Sound, go to 3epower.us and call 877-876-5227 in the next 3 minutes to get your free 3E package.
Yeah, let's see who the lucky one. Let's see who the lucky
okay.
one is. Let's see if somebody calls, Dr.
All right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to thank all the folks that have been so helpful. By the way, Jeff Rentz, we're going to be rocking and rolling with Jeff Rentz. Go to Rentz.com, listen to Genesis Communications Network. Also, don't miss a show with Jeff Rentz. He's an awesome brother. He's an American hero. We have in Portland coming up in May a tribute benefit buffet evening banquet, actually, for Jeff Rentz. And we're going to be working with Jeff over the next couple months. We're going to be also rocking and rolling, getting more and more. If you know leaders out there, not simply followers, but leaders who will take the DVD, make copies of this DVD, have screenings, public screenings, give it to student unions, put it on local cable stations, take it to your local libraries, use it as fundraisers for the holidays for your needy groups, your needy organizations, your community servants out there need ways to raise funds. Well, have a screening of In Lies We Trust. If you go to InLiesWeTrust.com, you can get press releases. You can get flyers. We put it all together as a package for you. All you have to do is fill in a few blanks and get a copy of the DVD. Yes, indeed, lovingly. Look in your heart. See if there's something in there that you'd like to contribute, and we will send it to you anyway. But see if you can contribute something.
Hey.
All right. Who's the winner of the 3E tonight?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm just listening to you on the internet there, and I called in, and I'd like to get the 3E package.
Sweet. What's your name?
Caroline.
Spell it for me.
Caroline.
Caroline. Oh, hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Listen, I'm going to give you a number to call. Tomorrow you call and you say to Jackie that you won a package of 3Es, okay?
Okay.
That number is 888-508-4787. That's toll free 888-508-4787. And go online to read up about what you won. It's 3E Power. That's 3, the number 3, small E, Power, POWER.US.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Be blessed.
Well, see you, Dr. Lynn.
Reverend Roxy, isn't it nice? There's somebody listening out there.
Yeah, we always knew somebody was listening out here. But it's nice to be able to give. They say in order to keep it, you got to give it away.
You bet.
And it's a special thing to have those to put on your windows and then your glass bottles and things for keeping the water energized.
Yeah, it's a blessing. You know, we've got a lot of people writing in about that, as well as the Holy Harmony and Scott Huckabee CDs. A lot of people have been writing in that the frequencies of the Perfect Circle of Sound, which is featured around the 3E, and of course it relates to Dr. Emoto's brilliant, magnificent work. Again, essentially what you're doing is you're putting an electromagnetic frequency, a vibration, into the water.
Look at there. Somebody else is beeping. I think our test is being passed. Who's on the phone?
Hi, this is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Where are you calling from, Jim?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hey, did I talk to you on the Mission Possible Sunday?
Yes, your guest host gave me a great reading the other night. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. See, the Sativa is actually doing readings using the mathematical, musical mathematical matrix. Very powerful. You know, we are revolutionizing, first of all, the field of music with Scott Huckabee's six albums, including Live, Love, and 528. Then
yes,
the understanding that we're now developing a film company to take back healthcare, revolutionize healthcare. And we're going to revolutionize psychology and behavioral sciences with this technology of literally the numerology that represents the creator's divinity, not man's insanity. And how you can literally understand the attraction of individuals, persons, and begin to understand the dynamics of social relationships simply because of the math. That's what you're talking about.
Hey, Dr. Len, tell him how he can get his 3E.
Jim, you can call 888-508-4787. Toll free 888-508-4787. Talk to Jackie.
Okay, I will. And I bought your DVD, Love the Da Vinci Code, and Scott Huckabee, Love and 528. And that is just amazing work, and God bless you both. You're just doing, the Renaissance is on.
Oh, you bet.
Dennis Kucinich rocked today trying to impeach Cheney. People are waking up in spades. It's a great time to be alive. God
Hallelujah.
Bless you all.
Awesome, Jim. Thanks so much for your loving and conscious spirit. It's very much appreciated. It touches my heart. I love you.
Thank you. God bless. I'll be in touch. Thank you all.
Thanks a lot.
All right,
Jim. Yeah, Reverend Roxy, what a wonderful time to be alive, man.
Do you hear him say that Dennis Kucinich, you know yours truly. You can go on my website there at BBS Radio and see me standing right next to Dennis Kucinich telling him the song that hopefully will launch a campaign into national prominence all around the world.
I want you to take it out. I want you to end the Inside Hour by singing us the song that Dennis Kucinich has asked you to make his campaign song. Will you do that for us?
Yes, I will.
Awesome.
Bump, 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 he's running. Bump, 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 Dennis coming. Bump, 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 you see him. Bump, 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 just meet him. Little old lady with dirt on her face, lying on the concrete, sharing space with a mugger and a hustler and a pimp or two. Don't laugh, because it could be you. A child on his own is a latchkey kid, has to live a life like his ma never did. Cornflakes with dinner, a hole in his shoe. Don't laugh, because it could be you. Chorus, America, the dream that you painted us streets paved with gold and all but faded. But if we stick together, if we just give a damn, we'll make America into America. Oh, bum, 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 he's running. Bum, 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 he's coming. Bum, 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 you see him. Bum, 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 just meet him. And I get to the end of the song, and it's a song that hopefully many more people will be adding more verses to.
Oh, you can't stop there. I want more.
Our prosperous country has fallen some degrees. Caught in petty selfishness, prolonged apathy, a drastic change in lifestyle, and hopefully for the good for everybody. can strike anyone out of the blue. So don't laugh, no, cause it could be you. And America, that dream that you painted us streets, baby, gold and all, but baby, but if we stay together, if we just give a damn, we'll make America into America. America, we're singing to you, America, you know it's true, America. That dream that we painted on all, but faded, but America. Let's be the great motivator, America. What? America. Yes. All right?
All right.
No. And this is the Inside Hour. This is BBSRadio.com. Your truly Reverend Roxy with her bestest host of the most, Dr. Len Horowitz.
Talk to you next week, folks. That's it for the Inside Hour. Love you.